No, it's been very quiet. Very smooth, very quiet. However, the Allegheny County is reporting the highest turnout so far of the day at 16%, and it just goes down from there. So, as I said, very quiet.
You know, it is amazing when I'm taking a look at the number of candidates that are on the ballot. We have 19 candidates running for U.S. Senator. We have almost 50 candidates running for the congressional districts, spread across those 8 congressional districts.
Right.
Does it surprise you that the turnout at this point is a high of 18 or 16% in Allegheny County?
Well, a little bit, but I guess not a whole lot, because they're even though the U.S. Senate and the congressional races are on the ticket, there really isn't a top-of-the-ticket race that is attracting the voters, i.e. the Democratic candidate for president. And typically that's what gets people out, is when there is a contested, in Maryland, contested Democratic race for president. So that's historically been the case. In the state, the turnout is a lot lower when whoever's running for president is not contested.
Going into the last day, the morning of the last day for early voting last week, you all told us we had a 1.8% voter turnout. How did that change by the time early voting was over?
Not by much. It came up to around 2% total.
And any idea what we're going to wind up with? What's your guesstimate for 801 tonight?
I probably around 25%.
How does that compare to past years? Now, obviously, in the last presidential primary, you did have a contested presidential race,
right,
on the Democratic side.
In the comparison to past races, it's about the same. It just is trending very much as one would expect without a contested incumbent presidential race.
So 25%, one-fourth of all registered voters, and we have how many of those in Maryland?
3.5 million, roughly.
And is it about 2-1, Democrat over Republican, or greater than 2-1?
About 2-1.
About 2-1. Any idea how to encourage? I know C4, who does a talk show earlier in the day on WBAL, was really trying to push people to the polls.
Yeah. Well, it'll be entirely different in November with the various questions on the ballot. The DREAM Act and others that are likely to be petitioned to the ballot, I suspect we'll have a really heavy turnout, because there'll be a lot of interest in that race, which is a good thing.
Any surprises you expect today?
No.
Nice.
We haven't heard a thing.
Nice and quiet. Now, that going back just for a second on the early voting, I know this is only the second round. Do you expect that we're going to buck the trend of early voting and actually increase voter turnout with the early voting?
Frankly, no.
Okay.